You will hear a woman called Mandy Butler talking about the production of candles. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2. Thanks for coming along to the workshop today to learn about candles. Before we get to work making our own, here's a bit about their history. The outside part of a candle is made from wax. Many ingredients have gone into making wax over the centuries. I was amazed to find out that wax could be made from not only nuts and olive oil, but spices too. The earliest candles we know of originated in China and were made from a kind of fat. Of course, candles were used for the purpose of providing light, but another early use was for timekeeping. I've tried to reproduce some of these candle clocks myself. I tried to make my own version of a kind of stick that was used. While it was burning, it gave out a new perfume each hour. My version, which I made in a lovely red colour, didn't really work, but I was more successful with the method of drawing lines around candles to mark the hours. Candles were also used to time shorter periods. Like me, I bet you didn't know that by inserting a nail or other small heavy object into a candle, you would hear the noise of it dropping onto a plate, for example, when the wax around it melted, telling you time was up. By the 13th century, candle making had become a profession in Europe. Chandlers, as candle makers were known, sold homemade candles in their shops. I found out that despite the fact that it was such a useful item, candle production was prohibited in many factories at this time because the process released a terrible smell. Candle makers continued to improve their products, making them burn with a brighter flame, using wax that wouldn't melt in the summer heat, and something that was particularly useful, reducing the amount of smoke they generated. Cheaper ingredients were also used, which lowered the cost of production. In the 1830s, the manufacture of candles became industrialized. This meant they could be produced continuously and were more affordable. If you go to the Museum of Industry, you can see a machine from the period built for this purpose. They occasionally set it working, and I've watched it in action. Fascinating. While we're talking about the museum, I bought an excellent book on candle making in the gift shop there. Worth a visit. In the mid-19th century, other types of wax became available and the quality of candles improved. I've researched this thoroughly and I even had a piece published in a magazine about how these new waxes were created. I focused on petrol, though there were other new waxes too. Coal can be used, for example. Also around this time, candle makers started to make wicks out of new materials too. The wick is the bit that runs through the centre of a candle and burns the wax as fuel. Experiments with early wicks included using rolled tubes of paper, though cotton became the most effective material. It was tightly woven so it would curl over when it burned, safely maintaining the height of the flame. In the later part of the 19th century, candle making declined rapidly as lamps and eventually light bulbs were introduced to the home. After this point, candles became used simply as a decorative item. After getting home from work, I love nothing better than the relaxation provided by lighting a candle, sitting down and just chilling out for the evening. And there's such a variety of candles nowadays. I'm forever trying out new methods of production, new waxes and different patterns. This afternoon, however, we're going to concentrate on my current area of development, which is different colour combinations. I hope you'll enjoy the day. Now you will hear part two again. Thanks for coming along to the workshop today to learn about candles. Before we get to work making our own, here's a bit about their history. The outside part of a candle is made from wax. Many ingredients have gone into making wax over the centuries. I was amazed to find out that wax could be made from not only nuts and olive oil, but spices too. The earliest candles we know of originated in China and were made from a kind of fat. Of course, candles were used for the purpose of providing light, but another early use was for timekeeping. I've tried to reproduce some of these candle clocks myself. I tried to make my own version of a kind of stick that was used. While it was burning, it gave out a new perfume each hour. My version, which I made in a lovely red colour, didn't really work, but I was more successful with the method of drawing lines around candles to mark the hours. Candles were also used to time shorter periods. Like me, I bet you didn't know that by inserting a nail or other small heavy object into a candle, you would hear the noise of it dropping onto a plate, for example, when the wax around it melted, telling you time was up. By the 13th century, candle making had become a profession in Europe. Chandlers, as candle makers were known, sold homemade candles in their shops. I found out that despite the fact that it was such a useful item, candle production was prohibited in many factories at this time because the process released a terrible smell. Candle makers continued to improve their products, making them burn with a brighter flame, using wax that wouldn't melt in the summer heat, and something that was particularly useful, reducing the amount of smoke they generated. Cheaper ingredients were also used, which lowered the cost of production. In the 1830s, the manufacture of candles became industrialized. This meant they could be produced continuously and were more affordable. If you go to the Museum of Industry, you can see a machine from the period built for this purpose. They occasionally set it working, and I've watched it in action. Fascinating. While we're talking about the museum, I bought an excellent book on candle making in the gift shop there. Worth a visit. In the mid-19th century, other types of wax became available and the quality of candles improved. I've researched this thoroughly and I even had a piece published in a magazine about how these new waxes were created. I focused on petrol, though there were other new waxes too. Coal can be used, for example. Also around this time, candle makers started to make wicks out of new materials too. The wick is the bit that runs through the centre of a candle and burns the wax as fuel. Experiments with early wicks included using rolled tubes of paper, though cotton became the most effective material. It was tightly woven so it would curl over when it burned, safely maintaining the height of the flame. In the later part of the 19th century, candle making declined rapidly as lamps and eventually light bulbs were introduced to the home. After this point, candles became used simply as a decorative item. After getting home from work, I love nothing better than the relaxation provided by lighting a candle, sitting down and just chilling out for the evening. And there's such a variety of candles nowadays. I'm forever trying out new methods of production, new waxes and different patterns. This afternoon, however, we're going to concentrate on my current area of development, which is different colour combinations. I hope you'll enjoy the day. That is the end of part two.